All right, let's go to Liz McDade now, strategic leader of the Green Connection, a group that has been opposed to nuclear power in this country, a group that is very upset about the Car Power Ships deal, which is a gas-to-power system. You dock ships and you bring in liquid petroleum gas and you turn that into power to provide emergency power resources. The plan is for these ships to be at Richards Bay, Saldanha Bay and Cooker in the Eastern Cape. Now, NERSA, the National Energy Regulator, has given approval of licenses for this Car Power Ship project. Car Power Ship is a Turkish company, even though, as I understand it, the government has not given environmental approval. Barbara Creasy, the relevant minister, has said no. How can this happen? Liz McDade. McDade will no doubt have an explanation for us. Liz, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you and all your listeners.
All right, what's happened here? I thought this was blocked by Barbara Creasy's department.
Well, you see, this is part of our concern, and we're really very disappointed in NERSA, because government should act in the public interest and should act together. So how do we have a national energy regulator whose job is to give out electricity generation licenses? But the things they have to consider include, for example, the future electricity consumers and then sustainability, and that means looking at things like climate change. And that would refer to the environmental side of the project. Now, we don't expect NERSA to go and do environmental studies, but we do then expect that they should rely on their co-government department to do the environmental authorization and the due diligence. But what we see is not only did Car Power, it's not like they're waiting, they were rejected by the Department of Forestry, Fishing and Environment. And so their Car Power then appealed, and now we're waiting for the Minister of Environment to decide whether she agrees with her officials or that she, for some reason, thinks that they should go ahead. Now, what was the rush? Why could NERSA not wait for that authorization?
Is that not being efficient? Is that not saying, okay, they have our approval, subject to that, and once that comes out, we'll know? Aren't they just turning the wheels?
Well, they haven't said subject to. They've simply said they've got, here you go, you can go for it. So from our view, we don't know how they made that decision without having the relevant information that they needed from the authorization. That's one issue. The other thing is that there's much information that the public never got to look at in our so-called public process, which we submitted when we submitted our comments to NERSA, because this impacts on electricity consumers, because your electricity is, your price is now locked into a deal with three Car Power Ships for 20 years on fossil fuels. Now we see that fossil fuels obviously are moving out. The end of the line is coming. And with that, we are seeing all sorts of taxes and penalties being placed on existing fossil fuels. So the only way the price of gas is going to go in the future is up. Now, when you have an increase in electricity prices, or electricity fuel prices, and therefore electricity prices, that comes through Eskom, and that comes to us, the electricity consumer. And those of us that then can't afford to pay then become no longer electricity consumers, I guess. But when there aren't enough consumers to pay the bill, what happens? Eskom gets into debt. And then what happens? The government bails Eskom out. So money that should have been going to schools, to houses, to hospitals, is now sucked into bailing out Eskom.
We need to make it clear. This is liquid petroleum gas, which is a fossil fuel. We're used to this being a coal debate. Here we're talking about LPG. And they'll be importing LPG in tankers for these ships to turn into electricity. Is that how it works?
That is totally correct. Yes.
So that is a fossil fuel. So I think people are thinking this is an alternative to coal, therefore not a fossil fuel.
Yeah, so I think this debate has shifted. 5 years ago even, we were all going, oh yeah, gases, that's a transition, you know, from coal to renewables, we need gas. But what's become very clear through the research and experience is that when you are burning gas, you get these fugitive emissions. And although, so methane is much more powerful than carbon dioxide, but what is happening is that the fugitive emissions, so in other words, leaking pipes everywhere, are resulting in that we are actually getting as bad, in some experts' opinion, or even worse, climate change impacts from the gas. And so what we've got is even conservative organizations like the International Energy Agency are saying, well, we should call a halt now and start using what we have, but let's not do any new stuff.
So Liz, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm hard up against the news. I do appreciate your time, Liz McDade, strategic leader of the Green Connection. Look, I know there are many debates back and forth about the validity of this form of energy generation. What I am deeply suspicious about, and I don't think anybody should enter into, is a 20-year deal. That's where the alarm bells really are ringing. Over 200 billion rand. You're locking yourself in for 20 years, and we don't know what the price of LPG will be in that time. You can't cost this thing. If it were shorter term, yeah, I might be more interested. If it had an infrastructure benefit, a genuine one, a significant one for South Africa, that after they went away, we had that power generation facility, then I'd be interested. We don't. Ships sail away. That's a light footprint. You don't have to build anything, and I get the attraction of it, but we're left with zip, zero, nothing after a 20-year commitment with no knowledge of what we're going to pay for the input fuel. It just smells like a catastrophic deal on that level, leaving aside the issues around the environmental deal and who's behind it and what it is and whether this is what we need. These power ships are usually used in places where there are emergencies. Now, surely we're not going to have a 20-year power emergency. Anyway, those are the many issues around the Car Powership deal, which is causing a lot of consternation at the moment.